Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Empty gun for Goff. Four-man rush. Little pressure now and they're going to bury him. And that is going to be Alden Smith for the Cowboys' first sack of the night and his first sack in about 6 years.
Yeah. Woo! Maybe that's your positive right there. 877-881-1053. We're looking for your one positive from the Cowboys game. Early report is it will not be the ratings. Now, this is a little tricky to figure out because the overnights do not fully account for the West Coast. And obviously, you know, you played a team on the West Coast, so that could make an impact. But
and it wasn't the Chargers.
That is true.
They don't have anybody who watches them. So
the numbers for Sunday Night Football from last year are down 28% in the demo and 23% overall. I think that will change with the full picture, but the other thing is, last year, it was 33-3 that the Patriots beat the Steelers. So it was an awful game. And so you would think, like, awful game, and then you get the biggest TV viewership in the country, like the biggest entity, and a much more competitive game. You would think ratings would be right about on point, if not up. But we'll see. Just early results are that ratings might have gone down a good bit for Sunday Night Football. 877.
They were down in, they were down here, right? In DFW, like total. Is that what you mean?
Total. Yeah. I have not seen a local breakdown of the ratings. This was total.
Okay. Choppy posted the DFW TV ratings a little earlier, and that was down from 33% to 26%. Is that so?
Okay.
33.1. Actually, it peaked at 34.9, and it was peaked last night. Was at 28.
Yikes!
So that's about a 20% drop,
yep,
too.
Yep.
So that's the DFW area. I am kind of interested. Does that take into account YouTube TV?
Yeah. So it does. It's that number probably doesn't. They're a little slower on that last year. And Sunday Night Football said that only increased the viewership by 500,000 with the strictly digital platform.
Okay.
They supposedly factor in the rest. I don't know, but supposedly they do factor that all
in. Do you think there were people that just didn't know it was a football season?
No
preseason.
No, 'cause I forgot a basketball game was on yesterday till I checked I was like, wait, they played basketball yesterday?
In the afternoon.
I will say this, like I watched Red Zone because it was free yesterday, and that's on, that's like being on crack.
It was free?
Yeah, no,
and I was a sucker and paid.
I lost my mind, dude. I was like, oh my god, what is happening? It was like that all day, and then I sat down to watch just the Cowboys game, and I was like, okay, this is more my pace because I'm an old caveman. Kevin, Mike, is that how you
yes.
call
yep.
it? But
you only believe in points.
That was really fascinating. I think I might have to invest in the Red Zone package so I can get everything. So
I think it's only like $10 for just the Red Zone, because you did get all the games yesterday for your free preview. So you could, if you wanted to just go to a game, like I wanted to watch Ravens and Browns until halftime, and I'm like, well. Well, Baker Mayfield ain't that great, and Lamar Jackson is. Let's go to the Red Zone.
Well, you know who, as long as we're just throwing out aspersions for quarterbacks, you know who else isn't that great? Tom Brady. Brady is the first quarterback to have three straight games with a pick six since Matt Schaub and Blaine Gabbert in 2013.
So he owns all the records now. He's just putting himself. He owns all the best records, and now he's just making sure he gets in the other side too.
By the way, I don't know if you know this, Blaine Gabbert currently his backup.
Okay, there. What? Okay,
I learned that. Supposed like to be a positive.
Oh yeah,
segment,
that's right.
Guys.
I thought Josh Rosen was there.
I'm positive. I would have bet money that Blaine Gabbert was not in the NFL anymore. So I totally get that. All right, 877-881-1053. Give us a positive from the game. Honestly, the audio that Reggie played, I thought was really smart. Because if you're looking for a positive from that game, I am positive that Aldon Smith played a hell of a lot better than I would have ever guessed.
Yeah, no, he absolutely did. That was really nice to see from him out there. I was actually talking with my father-in-law a few minutes ago. Same thing that I said to you earlier, Mike. The concern is, will he last? Will he be gassed by mid-season, late season? And that's, you know, I feel like Rolando McClain was a little gassed. You know, when he did his comeback, too, even though he was still a really physical backer.
Yeah. And also keep his life in order, too, because when I was on San Francisco radio, they were betting against that. But,
are you
know,
serious?
They, yeah. I mean,
not,
they weren't.
Not that
they
wanted
hoping.
It to they happen.
They were just saying,
right?
Like, we've just seen, I guess for them in their market, they just felt too many times they were hoping he would come back and then would mess up again off the field. And so hopefully it's, you know, all we can go off on is what, like, Chris Collinsworth said about, you know, his life and everything. And it does sound very positive. And I wouldn't know. He's going to be our best defensive player this year. I don't even know if it's going to be close.
You just wait.
Why are you talking bad? I told y'all to talk
Cheeto.
Nice to Cheeto. Hey,
Cheeto is on pace for 16 interceptions this year.
Respect his gangster.
He's going to have to guard Ridley or Jones next game. So
and then if he makes another
see.
Interception, then will you put more respect on his name?
Yes. I think he's an okay cornerback, and if he can find the ball, he can be a good cornerback.
And don't forget, Russell Gage somehow for the Falcons. They had three receivers that went over 100 yards, so Russell Gage, also a name worth considering.
I like this, Kevin, from the 469. When it mattered most, Dak made the throw he had to make to get us back in the game, even though it was called back. It was great to see him make that throw to Gallup. I know we're all frustrated by the pass interference because I don't think anybody on this show agrees that it was.
Ew.
And then Mickey, who is usually logical, is like, nope, I didn't think it was either. So I appreciated that. Dak made a beautiful pass when it did matter most. And that was a time, again, if the safeties kept everybody, you know, underneath for most of the game, they struck. They chose that moment to strike, and it looked like it was going to be awesome. And, Mike, you asked – earlier,
yeah. No pass interference.
If that was not pass interference, would the Cowboys have won? I think so. I really think so, and I think that moment kind of took them out of their game.
I think they tie it up.
You think they kicked the field goal then instead?
Yes.
After McCarthy had gone for it on fourth down earlier?
I mean, that was so surprising, and it was a perfect pass, but it was like, can we stop throwing the ball 3 yards with less than 2 minutes to go? So it would have taken like 7 plays to get the 17 more yards we needed.
Another positive, not this one from the 817. Trevor Lawrence, y'all, 15 games to go. I'm not abiding by that. And I missed it because there's a lot of feedback here. Another positive I had, I know it didn't work out, but I did like the gamble move. Like I have complained for a long time that you had a coach that I thought played from the big book of 1987 football. And even if it didn't work out, I like that we took a chance and we said, hey, I want to try to win instead of try not to lose. I did like that.
Okay. And I think, you know, K&C is on board with that. Me, Mikey B, is a little bit – I'm on the other side of it, but I don't think there's a this is the right way or this is the wrong way. These are decisions that make or break your career. These are decisions that make or break a season, and that one didn't work out. And I do think this, it's very Barry Switzer-like in this way. Barry was an outsider coming to the championship Dallas Cowboys, and he's like, screw it, man. Emmett's the stud. You guys are awesome. You're back-to-back Super Bowl champs. We're going for it, you know? And it's like, I'm with you guys. And then it's like, I wonder Mike McCarthy's like, I'm with you guys. I believe you're going to be a great offense. I believe, Dak, you can put 40 points on the board. But when does that change? When does – like, I agree with you guys. Going for it on fourth and three, I'll at least agree in this situation. Hey, be aggressive. See what they can do. But after week four or five, is Mike McCarthy going to go, hey, I gave you guys chances to get some certain situations and to put seven on the board. And if you guys can't do it, then I'm not going to trust you anymore and just give you freedom to, like, I'm with you guys. And be like, hey, I'm with you, but you're not good in this situation.
So you can't get the opportunities. From the 817, one positive thing for the Cowboy game, there was a lot less clapping on the sideline. Did you see McCarthy clap at all during the entire game?
I didn't.
Not his MO.
His MO is to stand there and stare right through your soul. That's what I
thought. I've seen a couple of people text this in. Positive is they thought that Zeke looked really good, and one person said they thought Zeke looked amazing.
That was my positive that I was going to give, so I agree with that. I thought Zeke looked great. I know, hey, look, running the ball 30 times is not today's NFL, and we're paying a lot of money to Cooper, and we've drafted CeeDee Lamb, and I do think that we can throw for a lot of yards, but – man, it looks like Zeke can have one of those great seasons again. And I just haven't seen that Zeke for a few years. That looked like 2016 Zeke to me. 17, he's dealing with the major off-field issue of getting suspended, not getting suspended, going into out of court. You know, 2018, you know, all of a sudden we trade for Amari Cooper and things get a little bit better. Last year, holds out, get it, got his money, good for him, out of shape, not looking the same, not breaking tackles, no long runs. And last night, he looked really good to me.
Was a positive for y'all that Amari Cooper didn't look injured? Like, because we had all these question marks with Amari Cooper, and he had 10 catches last night.
On the road.
Yeah, which is...
I know that feels like a concept that doesn't really exist anymore, but it was.
I thought that was a positive, and somebody texted in and said one of their positives was that they think that CeeDee Lamb actually looks better than they gave him credit for.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, Dak is learning with these guys. I was kind of upset with a couple of Dak's passes last night, and he's still got to get better at that, but... I did like what I saw from the rookies last night. Lots of guys, lots of young players getting their first opportunity to sniff the NFL. I think there were actually like 11 players that got their Cowboys debut last night. So there's a bunch of like Blake Bell and some of those other guys had their opportunity to get out there too. Yes, Reggie.
And to Amari's credit, right, when we want to talk about Amari showing up on the road, he said that he felt it was 14 targets in this game. I mean, if you're willing to listen to his explanation, excuse, what have you, it seems to be checking out one game into this next season.
And I know as a baseball player, if you get an error and you really feel like you don't deserve it, you're like, hey, relook at that and change that. That's not an error on me, you know. And if I was Amari, I'd say, hey, whoever does the drop stat, you need to change that because throwing the ball at my back knee when I'm running across the field is not a drop. That's a horrible pass.
Is it also a positive to you that you had a far less embarrassing loss than the other team that you think you're going to work for this division against, right? Like, Philadelphia looked like they were going to beat the Washingtons by 50 points yesterday, and then they were like, meh, we could just quit playing and quit blocking, and they got run over.
The Rams could win 10 to 12 games this year. They're good enough to do that. They have the best overall player in football right now in Aaron Donald. They have, Ramsey's good. I think Jared Goff is good. They have, I think, a great offensive coach, head coach in Sean McVay. They have a chance to win 10 to 12 games. Washington has no chance to win 10 to 12 games. So, yes, if we're looking at it, we are competitive. We had a chance to win, some missed opportunities. A call didn't go your way, which would have at least tied up the game, maybe even won the game. So, yeah, that's why this team can still be 9-7, 10-6, maybe even really go on a run and be 11-5.
I think that's something positive is I feel like that this team can be better than it was on Sunday. Now, I might just be drinking the Kool-Aid. Maybe that's the thing still. But I saw a team that I was like, okay, there are things that they can do better. The thing they have to fix, though, is protection. Protection did not allow this team to do what they wanted to do and be at their best last night. And that's something that they have to fix. I know this is a positive segment, so I'll steer it in that direction, Kevin. I positively think that if they fix the protection, that we're going to see more balls flying down the field.
know why you need to say if. A bunch of people pointed out, I'm positive this was their best game so far of the 2020 season.
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
So,
what are you doing right
now? From the 817, this was their best game of the year. Is that positive? What's the problem?
Oh, man.
We actually only gave up 20 points. That's a positive.
Their defense looked much better as the game went along. Look.
Yes, and it was because we blitzed a lot. So, Ken, I know Chris Collinsworth was bragging about all the guys we picked up in Griffin and Alden Smith, and we have Tank. Can we get to the quarterback with just four guys?
I mean, at the beginning of the game, I would have predicted that we were going to have to get that 40 burger to win this game. And so I thought the defense very much stepped up as the game went along.
But with blitzing, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Like, that's the thing is, like, in the next game, are we always going to have to bring Joe Thomas or Jalen Smith or something like that to actually create the quarterback making a tough, quick decision?
And then you know the other positive, Corey. The last three times we have lost the season opener, we have made the playoffs every single time. Good loss for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.